USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots, called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings.
So they began knocking on doors, making announcements, communicate with everyone to get people safe. Shortly after that, the RV exploded.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. An audible message warning folks to get out of the area played from that RV for at least 15 minutes. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Police have released surveillance images of the RV believed to be used in this morning's explosion. The FBI and ATF are investigating what appears to be an intentional act. This is USA Radio News.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association, and while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
Hospitals in California and Texas are being strained due to another surge in coronavirus cases. A record 19,000 COVID patients are hospitalized in California, with nearly 4,000 in ICU beds. The state is averaging 40,000 new cases a day. There were 312 more deaths announced today. In Texas, hospitalizations are approaching the summer peak. Nearly 11,000 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state this Christmas. The Texas Department of State Health Services says intensive care units in several parts of the state are full or near capacity. Today, more than 200 new deaths and 3,000 new cases were reported. It was a dark and cold start to Christmas for many across the Northeast, thanks to snow and heavy rain and winds that knocked out power. In Pittsburgh, there was record snowfall, the most white stuff on the ground in 85 years. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Nets beat the Celtics 123-95. Kevin Durant had 29 points for Brooklyn, and Kyrie Irving scored 37 with 8 assists in his return for Boston. The Heat got their first win, beating the Pelicans 111-98, and the Bucks blew out the Warriors in Milwaukee 138-99. The Lakers are taking on the Mavericks in Los Angeles, followed by the Nuggets at home versus the Clippers. It was a shootout in the Big Easy. Alvin Kamara tied the NFL record with 6 rushing touchdowns and 155 yards to carry the Saints to a victory over the Vikings, 52-33. New Orleans clinches their 4th straight NFC South title. Neverland Ranch has been purchased. More from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has a new owner and billionaire businessman Ron Burkle. Burkle views a 2,700-acre property near Santa Barbara as a land banking opportunity. The Wall Street Journal reporting the property was sold for $22 million to Burkle, an associate of the late pop star. The asking price of the property was $100 million in 2016, then it dropped to $67 million a year later. In addition to the 12,500-square-foot main residence and a 3,700-square-foot pool house, the property boasts a separate building with a 50-seat movie theater and dance studio.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.